Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Steely Dan bringing us back, one of my favorite bands of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is the Chief Home Officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him there. Got Words, right, Jeff?
Got Words. Gotwords.com.
There you go. See, he's a wordsmith extraordinaire. So if you need somebody to help you with your narrative, with your message, he's the guy. Hey, Jeff, you're always a lot of fun and very informative for us with some of your tech reporting. Because that was something, you know, way back in the day, that was one of the things you and I talked a lot about. Because back then, back in 99, 2000, I was still having to give speeches telling small business owners that they need to use technology.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually having to tell them things like that back in those days. You know what I do now when I give a speech? I say, you know what? If you're not already using technology, I can't help you.
I can't. You're beyond.
Good luck. I got other things to talk about.
Yep. You're beyond help. So, you know what's interesting, though, is what has happened since then is back then you could almost understand and make the argument that people didn't know or you know, were intimidated by tech, were frightened by tech.
Back in those days, there were still people who were not on computer.
Yeah, and to get them, sort of akin to, learning how to program your VCR. I mean, now all this stuff often just happens automatically, but they didn't have that, and it's understandable. Now there is flat out no excuse for not knowing the tech, and if you don't know the tech, at least can intuitively figure out how to use it, because that's the way tech is designed these days.
Right.
So as you're thinking, we were talking about, year-end finances, so let's flip it 180 degrees. If you have a little extra money,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to my accountant this week, part of my year-end tax planning, and, I have a little tax bill coming up, and she says, "You got anything you need to buy? You got any big technology you need
right.
to buy?" I'm like, well, it's not like I'm going to buy a server farm. if I bought technology, it'd be a $300 tower for CPU. But there are things that if you need tech, if you think your business could use it in the new year, as you always say, and not to be giving tax advice because I'm not an accountant, but you spend now.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get it before the end of the
yep.
year, assuming you have the money.
You got to take delivery and put it in service this year.
You put it in to get it. Pay
Plug
for
it,
it and put it into action.
Yep.
And what better time? So, could your business use, and it doesn't have to be like an Apple product, but could your business use a tablet? There's a lot of great tablet computers out there from all the major manufacturers that can really change. You're going to restaurants and you're seeing them taking orders at the restaurant. They're taking reservations
yep.
at the restaurant. They're, showing you menus.
Your employees, many industries are developing software that field representatives can do their work in the field on tablets.
Think about it. They're going to take an order. They're going to work with your customer out in the field. I had somebody come.
They're going to order a part or whatever.
And it immediately goes back in the cloud, so
mm-hmm.
it's immediately actionable for you. They can shoot photos of the product, and we've spoken
right.
to this before, using webcams in
mm-hmm.
order to shoot products of a job, an issue, so you can send it back to the team and say, "Hey, I'm stumped by this."
Right.
So there's all different ways to use this. You have to just think about it. It may be, for example, is a new smartphone in line for you, or using, a 3-4-year-old smartphone, it's time to get a smarter phone.
Right.
There's printers, for example, that come along. I know that one of the companies we think of, for example, Polaroid, as being, one of the dinosaurs of the industry, they have a new product that attaches to or connects to your smartphone or your smart device in order to print immediately, like on site.
Huh.
So
sure.
It's one thing to have, often if you're at a doctor's office, you have a diagnostic, they print out a report or they print out an
right.
image right away. If you need to print something, an image, to be able to provide to somebody, you can just print it like immediately. And those things are like $125, $130,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
cheap enough to get you get the image that you need, so that you can, if you have use for a printed product.
Back to the using it for your company. These are the kinds of things that you'll see when you go to industry events. When you go to your industry's annual convention, right, wherever it is, there'll be exhibitors there showing you this kind of capability Jeff's talking about, and showing you how the industry, somebody in the industry, a former person who used to own a business just like yours, developed software, sold their business, and started selling software to everybody in the industry.
Right.
And now it's on an iPad, and guess what? It's also on an iPhone, or on a phone, if you want to be on a phone.
Right, absolutely.
And you didn't know about it because you didn't go to the annual convention.
And that's a good point. I mean, often as a small business owner, we get so caught up, you know, as a home business owner, I get caught up in staying in my home office.
Yep.
I don't get out much, as the joke may be. But we just need to. We need to get out there, whether it's a trade show, whether it's a confab, whether whatever, so we can just share ideas.
See,
hey, what are you guys using?
See what's going on out there.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing.
And
the
think
technology.
Of new ways that this stuff can help your business.
But just about the deductibility, because of Section 149, I'm sorry, 179, Section 179. You can write off the whole thing up to a certain amount. I think you got it renewed up to $500,000. You can write that off. You don't have to depreciate that. It's an expense right now.
There you go.
This year.
So,
hey,
that's another consideration, although it shouldn't be the primary consideration.
Yep.
You should need the stuff that you're going to buy,
yep,
but it's a good consideration.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Thanks.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com, right?
Perfect. That's
me. GotWords.com? Don't put a question mark in there. Just got words. All right. I got to take a quick break. Jeffrey will be right back, and I'll be back after. I mean, he'll be back another day. I'll be right back. Not Jeff, just me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.